The Front Page Podcast, named one of iTunes' best in 2010.
On Tuesday's Front Page, a suicide bomber struck at Moscow's main airport. President Dmitry Medvedev called it a terrorist attack. An Illinois appeals court threw Rahm Emanuel off next month's ballot for mayor of Chicago. And funerals that are streamed online. It's probably no surprise that celebrity funerals are promoted as web events, but now some funeral homes will stream services for anyone. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. A suicide bomber attacked Moscow's busiest airport. At least 35 people were killed. Times reporter Ellen Barry says the suspicion is there was a connection to Islamic militants fighting for an independent Muslim state in southern Russia.
The logic behind this attack is completely opaque. It is the first time there has been an attack in an airport. There have been attacks on airplanes, multiple attacks on the metro. That is actually probably the most common target in Moscow. But there's never been an attack in the airport. So far, no one has taken responsibility.
Times reporter Ellen Barry in Moscow. President Dmitry Medvedev called it a terrorist attack and tightened security at Moscow's other airports. He also canceled plans to fly to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. He had been planning to promote Russia's possibilities for global investment. Also on Tuesday's front page, an Illinois appeals court ruled that former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is not eligible to run for mayor of Chicago. He's the frontrunner to replace Mayor Richard Daley, who's retiring. The appeals court voted 2-1 to overturn a lower court ruling that would have left Emanuel on the ballot. At issue was whether he met residency requirements. Times reporter Monica Davey explains.
His lawyers plan to proceed with appeals. They'll go on to the Illinois State Supreme Court, and it's conceivable that the Supreme Court will make a different decision. Rahm Emanuel himself has said repeatedly that the voters of Chicago want to be able to make the choice here, that they don't really care about the technicalities of this law, that they want to vote for the person they want, and that they'll be upset if they're told that there's someone they can't vote for. When you've got the most recent poll showing that 44% of potential voters are siding with Rahm Emanuel, that's a significant lead.
Times reporter Monica Davey in Chicago. Hezbollah chose Lebanon's new prime minister. Najib Mikati is a billionaire who was prime minister for 3 months in 2005. He returns as Hezbollah is realigning Lebanon away from the U.S. Washington considered Mikati's predecessor an ally. Here in New York, a woman admitted to kidnapping a baby girl from Harlem Hospital in 1987. Anne Petway raised the little girl. On Monday, Ms. Petway was in court after telling the FBI that, yes, she took the baby. She said she was despondent after several miscarriages. A federal magistrate ordered her held without bail. Tuesday's Times looks at topsy-turvy weather patterns. It's unusually cold in the U.S. and Europe, while in northern Canada and Greenland, it's unusually warm. Scientists are scratching their heads and trying to figure out why. Some say it has to do with rapid changes caused by global warming in the Arctic, where there's been a drastic loss of ice. Webcast funerals are reaching friends and family who can't attend in person. H. Joseph Joachim IV, who started a software company for funeral homes, says it's a sign people are living online more than ever. Inside Tuesday's Times, a top Tunisian general pledged support for the revolution there. General Rachid Ammar may be the most powerful and most popular figure in Tunisia. Using a bullhorn, he promised demonstrators the military will guarantee stability until the interim government can hold elections. He was trying to placate protesters who want the interim government dissolved. They say it's dominated by officials from the ousted dictator's ruling party. President Obama is expected to use his State of the Union address to call for outbuilding other nations. Times reporter Michael Cooper says he'll have to get Republicans to go along with new public works projects. Some Republican governors have turned down federal money. The president will be trying to make the case that public works are not just about short-term construction jobs, but about long-term economic competitiveness. Many judicial decisions mention great thinkers like Jefferson or Shakespeare. Tuesday's New York report says one judge has cited SpongeBob SquarePants. Staten Island Judge Philip Stranier has also mentioned Laurel and Hardy, Seinfeld, and The Wizard of Oz. Judge Stranier has a following among lawyers. They can't wait to see whom he cites next. In a credit card case, he said Citibank's logic for high interest rates would have impressed Vito Corleone in The Godfather.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. On your toes, tummy, and that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's Jack LaLanne on television in the late 1950s. Long before Richard Simmons and Jane Fonda and the Atkins diet, LaLanne was a national celebrity preaching workouts and good nutrition. He said he disliked exercising, but he did it to stay healthy. Jack LaLanne died on Sunday of pneumonia. He was 96. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.